Making a difference in the community, this is Julie Villemaire. Julie, thank you so much for being an incredible fundraiser, and I hope you don't mind, but I'd like to jump right in and talk about the cause that you support.
Thanks, Casey. Our platform that we support is Brain Cancer Canada. It's a very underfunded cancer. Many cancers in Canada get a lot more pool of the money. Brain cancer only gets 3% of the funding. So it goes to much needed research, treatment, medicines, various avenues of neurology, oncology, radiology. So it's a vast number of areas where the money needs to be and needs to reach.
And this cause is one that you have a very personal connection to.
It became very, very crucial to us in April of 2021. Our daughter was diagnosed with a brain tumor and subsequently brain cancer. So to be honest with you, we never knew that this organization ever existed until we got on our journey with our daughter.
And since that diagnosis, you and your family have been very prominent in the community, raising money and raising awareness. For people who might just be introduced to you for the first time through this, give us an idea of some of the things that you've done to raise money for Brain Cancer Canada.
You betcha. Last May 2022, our family organized what we started off as a small trivia night. We were looking at having 70 people. It quickly blossomed to over 200 people in our community. Your own Jamie here was involved. We ended up raising over $10,000 for Brain Cancer Canada. So that was a really proud moment. We were just touched beyond belief about how much people cared.
And how many fundraisers a year would you say you put on for Brain Cancer Canada?
We just do the one. May is Brain Cancer Awareness Month. It's May is gray. Gray is because it's the color of your brain matter. So this May, we are actually hosting another event. It's a run, bike, walk event on May 27th. We're starting it at Mattaway Park, and we're going through town with the hopes of everybody showing up wearing their gray, just to bring awareness. People can pledge that day if they care to, and they can, or you can go directly to braincancercanada.ca and make whatever type of donation you can. Every dollar counts.
Have there been any obstacles to fundraising that you've encountered as you've embarked on this journey?
Not so much obstacles with the actual fundraising, I'd say. It's an unimaginable path for people to face, or our family has faced. I think the biggest obstacle we run against is funding, for government funding for medications, much needed medications that are not covered, and families are then in a position where, you know, they need to move forward. There's not a choice for them.
And as you continue to face those treatments as a family, is there something that you'd like to leave for the next person who might go through a similar situation as you and your family did?
Ask questions, take notes. Don't be afraid to sit there until you do get an answer that you understand, because medical terminology, when it comes to any parts of our body, for us it was the brain, was just a foreign subject to us. We were very fortunate to have teams of people that would speak to us in terms that we understood, so that when we left, we knew what the next step was, what our daughter needed to have in place, when we were going to see someone again, and where we would be at that time. So just be proactive, be your best advocate. Yeah.
And for the person hearing this who isn't affected personally, but maybe would like to help out either with money or with time, is there a place where they can go to and find out more?
Oh, please. Contact me if you'd like. Brain Cancer Canada website. Of course, you can go directly on there and donate any time of year. It doesn't have to be just in the month of May. Come out and walk with us. You know, come out and see what we're all about, what this disease is all about. There are 120 different kinds of brain cancer. So, yeah, it's just amazing. We are in one of them. There's a lot of other different types of brain cancer, and it impacts children to elderly. It's not particular where it targets.
Well, Julie, I think we'll have to end it there, but thank you so much for taking the time out and sharing a part of your life with us. And I'm looking forward to hearing great things from the Walk, Bike, and Run May 27th at Mattaway Park. And remember that you can hear all our featured fundraisers at renfrewtoday.ca. I'm Casey Egan. Thank you for listening.